of raised order, March 8th, 2017. Call to roll call. Commissioner Winder.
Here.
Commissioner Mueller.
Here.
Commissioner Byrd.
Here.
Commissioner Zamzo.
Here.
Commissioner DeVere is absent. Commissioner Escobar has submitted his resignation effective today. And I think at some time in the future, we're going to call him back and thank him for his service to this board. Commissioner McCarville.
Here.
Commissioner Ritter.
Here.
Council Lakey.
Here.
And Administrator Squires.
Here.
And could we confirm the agenda?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Winder.
I move that we approve the agenda as published.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Byrd. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Approval of the consent agenda for the minutes and the administrator's report.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Byrd.
I move we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Winder. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Scott, legislative update.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief this morning. We don't have a lot to talk about today, which is not a bad thing. We had two pieces of legislation introduced. The first we talked about early on was a statute reference clarification from last year's bill, which was they incorrectly referenced the statute, and so they changed it. That bill doesn't pass. It's been signed into law. The other bill that came forward that has been printed but no scheduled hearing yet is House Bill 116. But what its intent is to codify existing rules that deal with how the agricultural land is dealt with, and it seeks to revise base assessment rules. And so we haven't taken a position on, or the board hasn't taken a position on this. We've talked about it. There's some concern from other districts on codifying this language. It doesn't appear to make any changes to it. So I've talked to the sponsor several times, and she indicated to me in our last discussion that she didn't think that she would move forward with the bill to have a hearing this year based on some of the feedback she was getting from some other legislators and districts. So it's just on the radar. We'll see. She did let me know that if she does decide to have a hearing, she would reach out to Radio to let us know. But I expect with the amount of time that's remaining that we're not going to see anything happen this session with that legislation. I don't really anticipate anything else coming up, so I think we might be in a good position right now to not have to do much more before the session ends by the end of this month.
They're going to go through this month, do you think, Scott?
Mr. Chairman, Keith, it appears as though they'll get through probably the end of March. I'm kind of here in the last week of March, but you never know. I hear there's some transportation funding and other things like that kicking around, so that typically excites people and gets some interest.
Thank you for what you do.
Any other questions for Scott? Scott, as always, thank you for being on top of everything and keeping us informed.
Okay.
We'll look forward to the end of the session and your kind of culminating report.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, item number six, Todd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, in your packet, the first one under Resolution 17005 is the tree and tree grate box cover replacement that we do. We've had an agreement with the city since 2011, and typically it's up to $25,000. We had a presentation at the last meeting which laid out the tree locations that Elroy is looking at with the city. So this resolution simply adopts the scope that was presented last time pursuant to the agreement that we have with the city in place now, and then authorizes up to that $25,000 amount for reimbursement. So they submit receipts to us and reimburse them up to that amount.
Any questions for Todd about this resolution before he reads it into the record?
Do they usually end up spending the budget?
Sure, they. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Mueller, last year they spent a total of $54,000 and change for everything that they did in the downtown area. So we are using it just a little bit less than 50%.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 17-005, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, approving the 2017 scope of work pursuant to the Memorandum of Understanding between MDC and the City of Meridian for tree and tree grate replacement. Attached hereto is Exhibit A, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the scope and providing an effective date.
We have a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Byrd.
I move we approve or pass Resolution Number 17-005 for the Chair to sign and the Secretary to attest.
Second by Commissioner Zamzo. Any other comment or questions for Todd before we take a vote? Hearing none, Commissioner Winder.
Aye.
Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd.
Aye.
Commissioner Zamzo.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter. Sorry, Commissioner Ritter?
He said aye.
I'm sorry. Okay, and the chairperson is an aye as well. Thank you so much, Todd.
You're welcome.
Okay, and our next item, item number 7, another resolution.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, this is at the back of your stack. We had it as a resolution 16, can't remember what it was, but we've been going far enough into 2017 that I suggested to Ashley that we give it a 17 resolution number. So it's 17009. Like I said, it's toward the back of your stack because I put the resolutions in order, not necessarily in order on the agenda. And commissioners, this is the big kahuna that we've been talking about for several months, almost 4 or 5 months now. The development agreement with November Whiskey, and you've had the agreement in front of the board a number of times, probably 3 or 4 times. Last meeting, we had an opportunity to hear from Mr. Everts with November Whiskey. And I'll just kind of hit the high points and then really need to open it up to you all for discussion about your feelings as to the approach that November Whiskey is taking and whether that constitutes fair value for the transfer of property, as we're supposed to comply with under the code. So the high points of the agreement, the term of the agreement is through December 31 of 2019. This proposes the transfer of the property there on the corner at 703 North Main to November Whiskey within 60 days of execution of the agreement. And then the recipient has an option to pursue 713 as kind of a next phase at a cost of a dollar. They have to exercise that option by December 31 of 2018. During that time, we still have the ability, should you choose, to market the property, or if you receive an offer. They have a right of first refusal, so if we get an offer, they can come in and match that offer. The components include a portion of reimbursable improvements. That's that additional Exhibit D that I pulled out and emphasized. Exhibit E is the time schedule behind that. But Exhibit E provides for those improvements that you'll reimburse the recipient for up to an amount of $165,000. And those reimbursable improvements include demolition and site prep. The agreement calls out that MDC could do that work if you wanted to, and then knock that off the $165,000, or just let the applicant or the recipient do it and include that in his reimbursables. It also includes a construction repair replacement upgrade of any public infrastructure or improvements and corresponding fees, and then any costs associated with the exterior design that we approve. So somewhat akin to a facade improvement, but the fact is we get to approve his design and say this fits with the MDC plan and goals and objectives in our plan. And therefore, that kind of puts some limitations on him. And that's part of the consideration of what you're reimbursing him for. If it was a private party selling that property, all the person would have to do is comply with the city requirements, not our requirements. There's a liquidated damages provision in there. We've talked about that since we don't get the property back if he fails automatically. There's a liquidated damages payment to us of $160,000. And then you still have the ability to potentially pursue other remedies, including specific performance under the agreement if there is a violation. And again, this is all based on requirements and then our, most importantly for us, our goals and objectives.
Does this fall with
I was